This is Thursday afternoon, August the 17th, 1989. I'm in the Lapham's Men's Clothing Store. I'm with Mr. and Mrs. Lapham. We're here, I'm Francis Durham of the Oral Histories Project, and we're here to interview Mr. and Mrs. Lapham. I do know just from okay, we turned the tape off because of the telephone, but we're ready to go now. And I checked out of the public library the book Northville, The First 100 Years, because I knew the Lapham was a very prominent family in the Northville area, and so I took some information out of it, some of which Mr. Lapham has already answered, but I'd like to put it on tape. I do know, for example, that the Laphams and the Punsfords were related. Mr. Lapham, why don't you just expand on the Lapham and the Punsford relationship?
Well, Laphams came from Farmington, and Punsfords came from Flint. And my mother and father were married in about 1930, and my grandfather, which was C.A. Punsford, started the men's clothing store under the name of C.A. Punsford in 1910 and ran until his death, until 1932.
Okay, now there were several other Laphams mentioned.
She didn't know if it was quarter to five or 4:30 exit, quarter to five probably.
Okay, as I started to say, there were several other Laphams' names mentioned in the Northville, The First 100 Years. For example, there was a David Lapham who had a mitten factory, but you indicated there's no connection with your side of the Lapham family that you are aware of. There was an A.S. Lapham and Company that later became the J.S. Lapham and Company, and they were bankers. And you've indicated that there may be a connection there, but you're not aware of a connection. And now there was a Lapham and Swift clothing store.
No recollection.
Nothing about the Lapham and Swift clothing store. Then the other Lapham that was mentioned in this book was Dr. Mary Lapham, who eventually donated the building that became the first library here in Northville. And again, you indicated that you're not aware that that was...
Additional help you might get out of Farmington by calling Byron or Harry Lapham might be able to shed some light on the banking side of the Lapham family.
Okay, now who's he?
One is an attorney and the other is a banker.
Okay, but they're not related to you?
Yes, they are.
Oh, they are related?
Yeah, they're about third cousins from what I understand.
Okay, third cousins. And they're located in Farmington. And they may know something about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let's go on now. You indicated that your dad came from Farmington and that one side of the family were farmers and the other side of the family were bankers. Mm-hmm. Okay. How did your dad happen? Well, now when you say came from Farmington, are you talking about the farm that was located at 10 Mile and 10 Mile and what?
10 Mile and 10 Mile and Haggerty.
10 Mile and Haggerty. Is that the farm you're talking
about?
That's
the farm.
That's the farm.
Now that was not a Lapham farm. He married into that farm.
Okay.
And but it became the Lapham farm from Ingersoll, I believe.
Ingersoll.
Yeah, he married in Ingersoll, who had the farm. So he moved in Baggage and Lapham name and became the Lapham farm.
Okay.
So that's why Lapham was from Farmington, because it happened to be on the Farmington side of Haggerty Road.
Okay.
Like she said, the cows and horses were from Novi, and family was from Farmington.
That's interesting, because it was the boundary line. It was it was in both Farmington and
the boundary Novi. Ran right between the house and the barn. That's well, what.
How did your dad happen to leave the farm? Because you indicated to me that he went into the mortuary business.
I think they sold the farm. That's right. They sold the farm and had to take it back in the Depression, in the middle of the Depression. So when they sold the farm, they all moved to Northville and lived on the corner of Dunlap and the street just west of Wing.
Uh-huh.
They lived there for years until...
Not Randall.
Until they had to take their farm back because the man lost it.
Right.
So then they went back into farming, but this time they went back into fruit farming.
Oh, okay. And what kind of fruit?
Apples mostly, but we did have peaches and pears.
Okay, and how long did your dad have that farm?
It was my grandfather's.
Oh, your grandfather's.
And he didn't go back. When they had to take it back in the Depression, they were very poor, poor people then, and they just trying to eke out a living and wouldn't support any more than just my grandmother and grandfather. So then he found a job going to mortuary school, I guess, and working for an undertaker in Redford, then one in Farmington.
Uh-huh. Okay, and how long was he in the mortuary business?
Oh, if I remember history, I think it didn't last more than 3 years because he was allergic to embalming fluid.
and then he had done some embalming himself then.
Right.
Also, yeah. So that took care of the mortuary business. Okay, and then what did he do after that?
I think he came in the store because my mother was still running the clothing store.
Okay, and this was...
Because her father had died.
Yeah.
And I guess I came along somewhere in between there, because I was born in 33. And I remember with the store, I remember living up here on Main, or moving from the corner of 6 Mile and Beck, where I was born. I was born in the house.
Yeah.
On that corner. And then I remember just barely moving into town. They still had the store, and they ran the store until prior to the war, and they sold it to this Earl Schofield I mentioned. And then he did construction work for Carpenter Town.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they bought it back. Bought the business, and they never sold the store. They bought the business back about 4 or 5 years later, and then they ran it until they were divorced in 50.
Okay, so the original name of the store was C.A. Ponsford.
C.A. Ponsford.
And that was a millinery store.
Women's and millinery store, right.
Okay, and your mother ran that store.
Ran that until they sold it to Earl Schofield.
Right. Okay.
Then it became Northville Woolen Goods.
Mm-hmm.
Then they bought it back and renamed it Northville Men's Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them ran it till about 49. I think he left. They were divorced in 50. So she ran it then by herself and with a manager from 50 to 54 when I got out of the service. And maybe 9, 10 months after I got out of service, I came in the store.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that while you were in high school, you were working for the Zadie Construction Company.
Right.
You worked for them a couple of years. I'm assuming you went to Northville High.
Right.
And worked for them in construction for a couple of years while you were in school. And then worked for them about 9 months or so after graduating from high school, but you wanted to get your military obligation out of the way, so I assume that you enlisted rather than waiting to be drafted.
I went over to enlist, and they told me that if I would, which was 3 years, if I would volunteer draft, it would be 2 years.
Volunteer draft.
Right. I hadn't heard of that. Well, you don't hear of it too much because the enlister doesn't get any points or bonuses for that.
Okay.
But apparently I looked like I didn't want to be in there too bad anyway, so he took pity on me and said, if you want to just volunteer draft, go to your draft board and tell me you want to go.
Yeah.
And then you ought to go for 2 years.
Yeah.
So that sounded great, so I went over, and lo and behold, in 10 days I had my draft notice. So I left, as I wanted to get over with and get back and get in the trucking business with Sadie.
Yeah.
But
what branch? Army?
That took the Army.
With the Army.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I spent most of my time in Korea and had enough points so I didn't have to spend 24 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I only spent 21, which was great. And I came back and went back to work for him.
Okay, so then you went back to work for Mr. Zadie. Mm-hmm. And then in the course of events, you indicated that your mother, now your mother and dad are divorced, your mother's trying to carry on running the clothing store, but as you commented to me, it was a woman trying to run a men's clothing store, and that's kind of a difficult thing to do. She had a manager, but did she ask you about coming into the business? Did she ask you if you'd be interested, or did you get the idea that maybe you ought to try to help your mother out a little bit?
Well, I was still living at home. Yes. Were we married then? Yeah, okay, we just got married, I guess, and
incidentally, Mrs. Lapham is here also, and eventually I want you to get in on this conversation too, so
We haven't been married too long, and my mother simply said that the business wasn't supporting itself, and it was either we had a mortgage on it, and it was either we were gonna lose it, or try some other game plan, and the manager just wasn't working out. So did I want to try it? It was simple as that, and I wasn't a quick decision because I still liked the construction business that I was in, and liked what I was doing,
right,
even though I was working off $1 million. But and the money was good.
Right.
I came in here hardly making ends meet, and if it wasn't for my dad, who had since moved to Bay City, letting us take an apartment upstairs, because he still owned the building next door.
Uh-huh.
We probably wouldn't have been able to make ends meet. But anyway, we came in, and the challenge was there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said, yeah, I could never do it. Well, that's when you grit your teeth and buckle down. And we tried it, and it one thing led to another. We finally got acclimated to our new role.
Now, here's a manager that's worked. How long did the manager work here in the store, approximately?
After I came in? Or
before? Well,
he was here 4 or 5 years.
Okay, so probably a certain degree of resentment that the owner's son is in here, this young wetback kid.
Whippersnapper out of a gravel truck.
That's right, out of a gravel truck.
Right.
And so eventually it got to a point where your mother had to make a decision.
Well, I was forced on her because the manager said that, well, either I had to go or he was going to go.
Right.
And she surprised us all by letting him go. And there I was, middle of the creek with no paddle. But I guess that's what makes you work better.
That's right. Were there other employees, or basically just you and your mother?
Just my mother and I. And we had an old German tailor.
Tailor.
My dad had seen fit to bring over a sponsor. from the old country to get her over here because she didn't have tailors. So. Back then, you still don't have too many. So, she was the tailor. So, it was just my mother and I and this German tailor working a couple of days a week.
Okay. So then you learned the business the hard way.
Right, sir. Right.
All the very many aspects of the clothing business, which you really don't realize unless you're right in the middle of it.
Obviously, I didn't make as many mistakes as I did the right choices.
Now, your brother is younger.
Yes.
Your brother's name is Jim. Okay, he was in the service also. He was in the Navy. And then he got out of the service, and you indicated to me that he came in to the business.
And he came in and worked for about a year, maybe even a year and a half. Did the remodeling of the store. Did a fantastic job. We found out that he was very talented and skilled, and was even a cabinet maker. But when the remodeling was done, shirt and tie choked him, and he didn't care to do much selling, so he went into the cabinetry and the construction business, and it was back to Mom and I again. But then we could afford to hire a third person to help us out.
Okay, so basically remodeling then was done as part of his efforts.
Right.
And then he eventually went into construction business for himself. Now, you had taken a leave of absence from those 80s, from the trucking company, and I do want to come back to, because you made a comment that the Zadies were more than just your employers. I want to talk about that a little later on.
Okay.
Obviously, then you had to indicate to them that you were going to stay in the clothing business, and I'm sure it was a very amicable kind of agreement.
They were just super about the whole thing. I don't know how much of that history you want, but or how much he's passed away since. But
well, the Zadies are another very prominent name in Northville, so anything we can learn about the Zadies is fine. So
well, they were my parents away from home, shall we say, and I even lived with them from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
During the tough periods, but when I got out of the service, I was second man with seniority in the company then, because I had my service time compiled, and when I got home, I wanted to buy my own truck and work for him as a broker, but the unions had changed that a little bit, and one thing that we remember is he said, you know, if you want to work like I know that you have the energy level to work, I'll give you a brand new truck, and I'll give you a good run, and you work just as hard as you want to work, and I'll pay you percentage, if you don't mind when you get paid.
Yeah.
Because the union was, by that time, getting pretty strong.
Right.
And I said, fine, that's exactly what I'm looking for. So,
okay, we stopped for the phone, and we're back on.
So I told him that I would I appreciate that, and give him my best shot. So I did that for about a year. I said 9 months, but it was about a year, because in that length of time, we were making real good money, and we were able to make a down payment on a house.
Great.
And that that gave us a little bit of reserve to come into the clothing store. It was a big change in income.
Is your dad still alive?
No.
And your mom?
Passed away.
Both passed away. Okay.
A year apart. Same month, 1 year apart.
Okay, so then you own this building and you own the building next to it.
Okay, plus the second floor in the building. Okay, and at one time you lived in an apartment up above this building.
The front apartment.
Yeah. We lived up there until the second child came along.
His mother lived in the upper apartment up here growing up. The old Ponsford building is where she grew up, upstairs.
Because
she was an only child along with the father.
Okay. Now, you got involved in real estate.
I got in real estate out of accident and also out of...
Okay, I was just asking the question about real estate and how you happened to get into real estate.
By accident, because I'm in the clothing business. I'm in front of the public all the time, and people were coming in, and for some reason they were asking me questions about the town or about real estate. And maybe it's because I was starting to turn gray already. I was gray at 29, so that made it look like I knew more than really what I did. So they were asking a lot of questions, and pretty soon they would say, well, I got to move. Who's a good realtor in town?
Mm-hmm.
Or I got to sell this piece of property. So I'd either buy it or tell them where the real estate agent was, and I probably got my license so I could get a part of the commission for referrals.
Sure.
But I didn't do that much. I use it for my own business and by itself. I never did set in an office.
Okay.
What I transact is out of this office and the store.
Okay. So you still have some real estate holdings and some real estate interests then, although this is your primary, the clothing business is your primary business, I would think.
By hours or by income? The real estate business far exceeds the clothing.
Was that right?
But I spend more time in the clothing business.
Yeah.
But I'm here, but I got an office, a phone.
Yeah.
So I can run both very easily right out of here.
Is this primarily real estate in this area, or are you in the outstate area also?
No, I stay in my own backyard, so I don't have to keep doing new research.
Yeah.
So I either work here or a little bit in the Traverse City area.
Which is, you have a place up north.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's mostly in the Northville, Novi, and by Northville I mean township.
So right. Right.
The area where I stay.
Right. Now, the old Lapham Farm is now the Providence Novi Center. Is that right?
Right.
Is it, that piece of property is where the Lapham Farm used to be.
That was part of
a piece of it.
Right.
How big was the original farm?
Well, there was 80 acres south of 10 Mile, west of Haggerty, which is now a little commercial, professional, multiple residential.
Right.
Then there used to be a driving range over on Grand River. I think you now have Pheasant Run in there, and you have mobile gas station on the corner, Providence Hospital,
mm-hmm.
and you also have professional offices on that same quadrant off of 10 Mile. And then the Ford agency bought the homestead, which was in Farmington, across the street, which used to be a gravel pit.
Oh, that was a gravel pit?
Both sides of the road were gravel pit. Then they filled them in.
Oh.
And then they built on it.
Okay, now was your dad involved in the gravel business at all?
My grandfather was.
Grandfather was in the gravel
he
business.
He was farming and getting paid 10 cents a yard for everything they took out of there in the gravel business, but still farming. And he'd only let them mine where his trees were.
Hmm.
So it looked kind of funny when they were done. He never... Oh, and then they got close to the barn. He wouldn't, so he stopped. They couldn't buy any more gravel. Beautiful gravel.
We live in Highland Lakes, and Highland Lakes was at one time Northville Sand and Gravel.
Right. Yeah, Lovett came in and did a land balance on that, did a fantastic job of reclaiming. Well, they're going to do the same thing out on Beck Road.
Blue Heron Point.
Blue Heron Point.
And which is also...
Yeah, that's reclaimed. Bit. And the Thompson piece has been sold to the Evangelo, and they're going to reclaim that next couple of years.
Hmm.
So the area's changing.
It's going to be just like Highland Lakes.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk at all about your involvement in the city council?
Well,
you listed on your biography that you were on the Northville City Council, you're part of the Northville JCs, the Northville Merchants Association. Now you say Northville EDC, and I don't know what EDC
is. Economic Development Corporation.
Economic Development Corporation.
Is that still in existence?
It is in existence, but it doesn't meet very often because you don't have much land to develop anymore into industrial commercial, which is primarily what we were trying to help bring in.
Yeah.
Our primary goal was to increase the tax base.
Mm-hmm.
And encourage others to come in, even if we had to sell bonds to get the industry in here until they got on their feet. But we don't have that much property left to encourage industry to come in, because we're pretty much of a residential state here.
Yeah, there's really no place. Actually, it wasn't that kind of a disadvantage of having this all this tax-exempt property around here. You had Mayberry Sand at one time, you had the Wayne County Training
25%
School.
At one time, yeah. Was tax free.
Yeah, and that...
That's tough for
that's
the rest
tough.
Of the people that's to carry.
Tough. Northville Psychiatric, that took up a lot of land use there.
You had East Lawn, Mayberry at one time, State Hospital, part of the, all the Child Center out here. That's
yeah.
Northville Township.
Yeah. How did that happen, do you think? That the state or the county acquired all this land out here and built all these facilities out here?
I can't say that they like the topography. I think what they found is that they're going to have Mayberry and East Lawn and DeHoco, maybe. As long as they had the government people in this area, why don't they go out 7 Mile Road? They bought that.
Yeah.
And I guess nobody was thinking about the tax base at that time.
Yeah.
They just came in and built because it gave employment. Well, employment's one thing, but tax base is another.
Well, and as you've already said, there's really no property available for industrial development.
To carry the tax load.
Right.
You had residential. And really, you don't carry the tax load with residential when you figure your school tax.
No.
Right. You're not involved at all in this disposition of this Ford plant, are you?
No, I
haven't. Okay. I happen to be on the Citizens Advisory Committee for this question, this bond issue, whether to put up a new middle school or open up the old school there at Taft Road, Cook.
Uh-huh.
And of course they're talking about, well, maybe we'll get the Ford plant, but that's so iffy, and there's problems there with the what do you call the stuff up in the ceiling that you have to so worry about.
Well, they're taking out
asbestos and oil contamination over at the Ford plant. So
yeah, contamination now is a new wrinkle in purchasing property or acquiring property. Come back to haunt some years to come.
How long were you on the city council?
4.5 years.
Okay. And was that a rewarding experience for you?
It was a college education. Because, see, I never went to college.
Uh-huh.
So I have to learn all mine through experience.
Right.
And that was definitely a college education. It was challenging. I enjoyed it. But... it was interfering with my real estate because I had to put my real estate.
It's kind of like conflict of interest.
In a whole, right, I'd be conflicted. Well, I got accused of it anyway. But, as long as I felt I was doing it right. But I had to put it in mothballs for 4.5 years, and it was changing so fast, I could see so much I'd like to be doing out there.
Yeah.
So I went out of town and bought some property out on Novi Road, and even got criticized for that because it was too close to Northville, and they thought I'd put a shopping center out there. So I just felt that I had the big project done that I kind of wanted to do, and that was Northville Square.
Okay.
And the reason I got on the council in the first place, because they wanted to make Northville a mall. Close Main Street off.
Make it a mall?
Make it a mall.
Oh. And similar to what they have in Kalamazoo or places like that.
I didn't want to have to mow lawn out in the front of my store. I wanted the customer to be able to park there.
Yeah.
And that really got my interest to run for city council. But, that soon fell by the wayside, and then we developed this quadrant up here, Northville Square, and we had that in the bag by the time. And I figured it was time for me to move on.
How long ago was it that you were on the council?
I think it was 68-72, something like that.
Okay, so that was a period when there was some growth going on in Northville as far as development.
Well, what we're up against at the time was every community was faced with this diminishing commercial, and they were having satellite or outside development taking place. In other words, they figured the downtown wasn't doing any business, so let's start a new one outside of town.
Yeah.
Well, they did it in Farmington, they did it in Boney, they did it nobody really never had a center.
Right.
And then you Plymouth,
right.
Same problem. So I would say that they had a definite problem of where to locate their new commercial. We didn't want it to go out of town.
Right.
So we got criticized for putting Chatham, which is now a grocery store down here in Center Street.
Oh, yeah, shopping center.
Shopping center.
Yeah.
We put the shopping center down there. We got criticized for it, and maybe rightfully so, because we put it in a commercial area.
Yeah.
But we defended, and I defended that in my own mind, because it was keeping business in Northville instead of giving your perimeter development, which deteriorates your downtown district. And it becomes derelict, really.
Yeah.
So we wanted to bring in local business downtown. The shopping center helped us. The grocery store helped us.
Mm-hmm.
Getting this quadrant developed up here, which is Northville Square, saved the downtown. Little bit got started out on 7 Mile Road, but not enough to help us, because after I left, the town fathers had foresight enough then to redesign the downtown, and from then on, you know, it's history. It was just climbing up the ladder from there.
Were you on the council, or let me ask this question first, was there ever an effort to bring the township into the city and consolidate the two so that you don't have these duplication of services? Was there a period at one time that when Northville would want the township to come in and be under one government?
Well, I think the city wanted the township to come in under one government, but the township was more reluctant because they knew that their taxes would go up.
Uh-huh.
I took the position, not just because I was in the city, but because I'm a businessman. And
right.
To me, I don't think my wife and I can live as economically in two separate houses.
Right.
And that's exactly what you do. So I just attacked it from a business standpoint, which is the most economical.
Yeah.
Well, the people in the township couldn't see that right away because their taxes would go up immediately.
Yeah.
Well, they've gone up anyway.
Yeah.
they got their own fire, they got their own police. If they had done it back then, I'm sure that our taxes would have been less expensive for everybody, and we'd have had a more well-balanced city and fire and recreation.
Right.
And library and court system, really.
Right.
But, hey, that's hindsight.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think it's at a point now where there's no way that's going to happen.
No, they're too entrenched out there with their obligations.
Right.
That it looks like that we'll have a divided town, but when people say they're from Northville, they don't even know where the boundaries are.
Right.
It's all one.
Right.
But as far as the tax base goes, there are invisible boundaries out there. But to me, Northville is the township and the city all one.
Well, what does the future look like for Charles Lapham? What, stay in the clothing business, continue your real estate operation, stay, I'm assuming that you live within the city limit of Northville.
Yes.
Okay. You do have a place up north. You like to take long weekends during the summer since you don't have time to take vacations. And
right.
One of the comments, I guess what I'm leading into, one of the comments that a lot of the people I've interviewed have said, if despite the changes that have taken place, and some of them they don't feel are too favorable, still they feel Northville is a good place to live. Do you feel the same way?
I think Northville is a fantastic place to live, but I'm prejudiced. But I think the reason Northville has maintained the prison appearance and tranquility is because we were fortunate enough not to be on a mile road. Mm-hmm. We're between mm-hmm. 2 mile roads,
mm-hmm.
kind of tucked away. When people find it, they think they found something.
Right.
We preserved what they come to find. And it's a healthy district. We have rolling hills out here, which I think we're becoming another little Birmingham or Bloomfield.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the quality of homes and the people that it's bringing here. So I look for Northville to do nothing but gain in popularity and quality, the quality of its residents and homes and things of that nature, because you really can't take it away with an expressway coming through it or any closer than it is right now. We're nestled away for good.
Well, that's a good point, that is nestled between 2 mile roads.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you've looked at the towns that have fallen in despair, they were cut in half, like Farmington, with Grand River running down between them. Novi never did have a focal point. They're searching for one with the development at Novi and Grand River, but that's not the Four Corners.
Yeah.
And you can't find the downtown of the Four Corners of Livonia. And Plymouth has preserved it a little bit. They did have this perimeter development, but it's starting to come back to downtown a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Northville just, for some reason, maintained that tranquility because of its geographics between the miles. So I can't see it. Let me put it this way, your investment is going to be well amortized and...
Well, I think you may have seen the article in the paper some time ago about zip code 48167 and the fact that it's one of the most desirable places to live in the state of Michigan, even more so than Bloomfield, Birmingham, Rochester, and some, of course, there was some that disputed it, but it was written saying that, and you can see that by the developments that are taking place, 8 miles, 6 miles.
Oh, when you take Blue Herring out there, put the $300,000 to $400,000 condos in an old gravel pit, people have taken to that.
That's right.
Setting.
That's right.
Fantastic. So.
Well, I've enjoyed this interview.
Well, if you've forgotten anything, just give me a holler. I'm sorry I couldn't spend a little bit more time with you.
Thank you very much.
You're busy here.